Patrick Smith, and I'm a client executive in IBM, working in the local government team, looking after smarter cities.
Okay, and so this is quite a big day, like the first day of the event, and also this is the day that's been centred around cities.
That's right, exactly. That's right. Oh, I think it's been going really well. I think we've had some great times. It's been a very exciting day. Mm-hmm. Excellent speakers with some really passionate things to say. I'm really pleased with our attendee list, which I think is very strong. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gone very well so far.
Have there been any interesting points that have been raised today during the speakers, the panels and the discussions?
To me, the most interesting thing is around some of the international comparisons. It's very important, I think, when you're looking at something like cities. The thing about a city is cities are in competition with other cities around the world. Mm-hmm. It's not just within their own country. And therefore finding out what cities are doing in other parts of the world is really important to them. Mistakes they've made, successes they can build upon, lessons they can learn. And so for me, when people talk about what's happening in Copenhagen or happening in China or India or America or South America, really quite exciting.
Are people sharing information about that?
Yes, that's right. I mean, the people we have here are often, experts in their particular area, very well travelled and very well read and very knowledgeable about these areas, and very happy to share it. So no, it's gone extremely well.
That's good, because the whole idea of this summit is to have collaboration and conversation, isn't it? It's not about keeping your own kind of specialty to yourself. It's sharing and kind of pulling together. So do you think there'll be some real concrete actions coming out of this?
I think there will be. I'm looking forward to seeing what they are. This is, if you like, hopefully as the name suggests, the start of something. We've got the people together. A lot of them know each other already, of course. Some of them have never met. They've heard about each other. They've read about each other. They've heard each other present or on television or radio, whatever it is. They never actually met the people. I think people are really pleased with the level of attendee as well as presenter, which I've said already. We're hoping is that having got this group together, we will then circulate the names and emails and et cetera of everybody to everybody else. And we can have this group together and we can start building on this, taking some of the ideas that have been discussed today, trying to take some actions forward, trying some things out, creating new linkages. It's about creating, it's almost like creating a tiny little city in itself. People move to cities to network, to meet people like them and to create communities and that kind of thing. That's what cities are about, that's why people are there. Hopefully, we maybe have created a city of 100 people here, or 150 people, and that might grow and that will adapt and probably evolve over the years to come. Well, the event, it's been a fantastic location, and it's just a really nice place just to wander around and talk to people. And it's a lovely event where you can actually have those conversations, and I think it's those conversations that a very informal sort of way. I think sustainability really is important to underpinning all the smarter cities. Smarter cities is about social and economic development and growth of cities, and the way you try and do that is to try and encourage and incentivize entrepreneurs to come into your city and set up businesses and grow and become an exciting kind of place. That won't happen if your city is well known for being a polluting one or whatever. So I think sustainability is a key part of some other cities. I think we'll get some ideas will come out of today and we want to take them forward.
And do you think that it's about businesses and government, I suppose, leading the individual forward into sustainability as well?
That's an interesting question. I think all three have got a role. I think that residents of a city will have certain demands. They will want to see improved livability in a city. They will want to see improved air quality for their children. They want to see improved, all that kind of stuff. So that they will have a demand for that. Clearly, the politicians will be reflecting that. That's what they do. So they'll be reflecting that in their requirements on business. Business will want to serve the citizens, and business will be regulated. So all three work very closely together on that. And it'd be difficult to sort of spot the join between them, really. I think it's going to be something where what each wants out of it has to be reflected by the other two. Mm. And I think there'll be all working together in that kind of way.